Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Unfortunately, another episode is taking place, Ben, in this world, and Colin Kaepernick has jumped into the fray, and we all know, and we've seen the video now of the horrible death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police, and, you know, there's rioting, there's all kinds of stuff going on, And we do have the tweet, Rob G, right, from Colin Kaepernick, who tweeted this out. And you know Colin Kaepernick was the one, and you've seen this, Ben, all over social media, where they have Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and people had a problem with it. And then they have this cop who just I still can't watch the video, had his knee on the neck of George Floyd. And this poor man died. So Colin Kaepernick chimed in.
That's right. He tweeted earlier this morning, "When civility leads to death, revolting is the only logical reaction. The cries for peace will rain down, and when they do, they will land on deaf ears because your violence has brought this resistance. We have the right to fight back. Rest in power, George Floyd."
And I know a lot of people are going to push back and say, "Oh, you can't. No violence. No violence, you can't do that." And you know what? I think people, you got to read your history. And there becomes breaking points sometimes, Ben, where people are pushed to say, okay, we can't take anymore. We can't watch another unarmed black man being killed in the streets by the police. Remember, the police are supposed to protect and serve all people, all people. And I know I have a family of police officers and detectives in my family who all served in New York City. My brother was a cop. My brother's an FBI agent. So I just want you to know, it's not like I'm some guy doesn't have people in my family who's in law enforcement. I do. But I do get what he's saying in this standpoint. This country was founded on pushing back and rebellion, on the Boston Tea Party, taxation without representation. Did they write a letter to the king, Ben? Did they write a letter to the king and say this ain't fair?
No, they didn't. So you think Kaepernick's doing the right thing here. I'm going to push back a little bit only from the standpoint, and my wife obviously works at she's a 911 operator, so she works at a police station. So it's one of these issues. I think where it's like the Gandhi quote, you know, like you're not totally wrong, Rob, with what you're saying, that to get something to happen, you need to create a situation where people react. But, you know, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. But just in my life, you know, my life experience, I was a younger guy in 1992. It was actually on my birthday when the riots happened in L.A. After Rodney King had been beaten. And that's 28 years ago. And every couple of years, Rob, we've had something unfortunate happen where there's some, you know, 1-2% of police are bad and one of those guys does something horrible. And then it leads to people burning down their own communities and nothing has changed. We're talking about, at least just in my life experience where I remember it very vividly, 28 years where it's been rinse, wash, and repeat. And so there must be some other avenue to go down. There's got to be some other way to go down.
But Ben, here's my pushback. And this is where all a lot of people are going out. What are you doing rioting and looting your own community? No, yes, I'm going to get on a bus and go from L.A. to Long Beach and riot there at the park.
This is what they told Kaepernick.
Don't do it at the football game. Go to a park where nobody can see you and march in a circle. That's not how you do it, Ben. How you do it. You stop traffic on the 405. That's how you get. You want to get people's attention? You don't go do it
but is that the right kind of attention? I mean, are you going to encourage people to be on your side? Or are you going to encourage people to dislike you? You know what I'm saying?
People
are trying to get home from work.
I get that, but I also understand when people have want to react to what's happened. You brought up the Rodney King thing. Let's not forget, there was videotape of that, right?
Yeah. Yes, there was.
What happened to the police in that case in Orange County? They were acquitted with the videotape. Do you remember that?
In Simi Valley, yeah. The jury, they moved it out to Simi Valley out there. And, yeah, no, I do. Listen, it's not right. I mean, I'm not saying, listen, the person should be prosecuted. The people that do these things obviously should be prosecuted.
Well, but that's the biggest problem is that when you're trying to fight against the police, often there's like a code of silence. They do not, for whatever right, Ben, they take care of each other. They stick together. And that you got to weed out the bad people. They're bad doctors. Yeah. They're bad sports talk show hosts. They're bad cops. Why can't we admit that?
I know. Well, but that's the problem, though, is you're never going to get 100% in anything. There are bad, as you said, doctors screw up. People die. I think one of the leading causes of death is medical malpractice, where a doctor screws up. But you're never going to get it 100%. So there's always going to be. It's one of these things you can never solve because you try to hire. I think most people become police officers because they want to help people. They don't want to hurt people. I'd like to think that. Your brother, you said you come up from a family in law enforcement, but there's always going to be bad apples in there. And if people are going to react every time there's a bad apple, I mean, it seems like it's never going to end. It's just going to go on forever.
No, I get it. But at some point, you're moved to this and everybody watched it. The bad thing, Ben, here is people were yelling at the police to let this guy up. He's being videotaped, Ben.
No, it was horrible. This is on the heels
of the jogger in Georgia who was gunned down because he just happened to be jogging in the wrong neighborhood. How much of it can it happen? Or the woman in Central Park who picks up the phone and says, I'm going to call and say an African-American is harassing me, and knowing that the police will come and probably do something to the guy. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
These are all mounted. And at some point, we're going to explode. So Colin Kaepernick, to me, did nothing wrong. I understand his message.
Well, why doesn't he go to Minnesota then and join the protesters and take that next step and go there and stand outside and join them?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a big story in the NFL going around, and I know it's been talked about somewhat, but there's a new reporting on Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you saw this or not. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe you missed it. So Mahomes, his contract negotiation, we're being told here that the two sides, it's underway. So they've started that in some form. But according to reports out of Kansas City, they're not sure exactly what it means. There's all kinds of varying reports here about how much money we're talking about, what percentage. The $200 million number has been tossed out. I know Schefter had mentioned that in the past. Then there's talk about a percentage of the salary cap, which I don't think is allowed, and whatnot with Mahomes here. So it's an interesting situation as we come to you live here from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. for a free rate quote. So I guess the way we'll form this here, Rob, based on the reporting out of Kansas City, is that the Chiefs are going to set a new record, and not just set a record for quarterback salary, but there's some reports saying they are going to shatter the record. They're going to go way over the high water mark right now. So is this a good idea, bad idea for the Kansas City Chiefs, Rob?
I'll be the first on the record. Players should get as much as they can. Ben Maller, you're only worth what someone's willing to pay you, right? It doesn't matter. If someone's willing to pay you a gazillion dollars to pick up the leaves in front of their house, then that's what the pay is. So I've never begrudged anybody getting as much money. I always want the most money. You know, if me and Chris are up for a new contract, I want 10 cents more than Chris. I want to be the highest guy on the show.
You're competitive. So you're competitive.
I am.
I like that.
That's what
good.
I am.
Yeah.
But the Kansas City Chiefs, hello? Is this microphone on? This makes no sense to me. Why are they reinventing the wheel? Why are they trying to outdo themselves to satisfy Patrick Mahomes? He can't go nowhere. Just pay him what the going rate is. Every quarterback that gets signed gets a little bit more money, and then the next guy gets more money. For some reason, they believe in an NFL where guys get hurt, guys start off hot, play well for a few years, fall off, never live up to their full potential, that they want to break the bank and outdo themselves. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Why? What is Patrick Mahomes? Is he throwing footballs that are made of gold? Is it something different? Didn't he lose a football game to Tom Brady at home 2 years ago? Forget about that. He won the Super Bowl last year, right? Even though the 49ers just choked down the game in the second half, in the fourth quarter, right? But still, you somehow, some way, Ben, want to rewrite paying players in the NFL? You want to give them a gazillion dollars? It makes no sense. If the highest quarterback is getting 36, pay him 37. Pay him 38. Why are you going to 40? Why in the world? Could Patrick Mahomes walk out on the Kansas City Chiefs? No, he has 2 years left on his contract. None of this makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, listen, not to be the amen choir here, but we're on the same page on this Patrick Mahomes thing, that this is, he's wonderful. His skill set is great, and there's no debating that he is the linchpin of the Chiefs, and he's going to be the center of attention in Kansas City. And for Kansas City sports, he's the hero for years to come. But the second thing, this is proven to be a disaster in the salary cap era. Now, I would like to see a no salary cap, and I'd like to get rid of it and just have people have budgets, which is the way it should work. I don't like the salary cap, but they have the salary cap. You have to play by those rules. And it has been proven that if you have a team that is a powerhouse team, and then you add the quarterback where he ends up being one of the top two or three players in the NFL, you go down. Now, you can say that the numbers aren't, there's not enough of a sample size, but that's the way it's been in the NFL in this year. And then the other point about this is everyone gets more money. Mahomes is going to get the most money, but isn't the NFL going to be affected? I know it's the offseason during the apocalypse that's been going on here, but it is going to still be a factor, I would think, by the time the NFL comes around. So the business of the NFL, I would think, would be affected also. So how much higher, if you're the Chiefs, do you want to go here? And the point, just to highlight again what you said, is you're right. He's got 2 years left where he's captive in Kansas City, but then you've also got the salary tags that you are still in place where you can franchise tag him if you had to play that game down the line. So he's not going anywhere for like 4 years, even if he wanted to. He's stuck in Kansas City.
And what you could do is whenever you get a young quarterback like this with a chance to win, you could build the pieces around him, win three championship Super Bowls in a row, and then you could say, all right, now we'll pay him, and now we'll have to strip some of the team down, right? But you've gotten your window. Don't you want to cash in?
Exactly.
Why would you hamstring yourself early when you don't have to? I understand he shouldn't be playing for peanuts, which is what he's doing now. Give him money, but don't overdo it. Why are they? I do not understand the cent. I just don't understand. And it's not that he doesn't deserve a pay raise and a huge one, but to outdo yourself and outbid yourself makes no sense.
Well, it doesn't, and you're absolutely correct. With the rookie contract thing, it's like I did a rant on the overnight about Tua Tagovailoa, and I was like, the Dolphins should play this guy right away just in case he's good, because the real competitive advantage you have is the rookie contract, is winning while the player's under that rookie contract, like Mahomes. And so you already lost a year because he sat behind Alex Smith, so you've already lost that. But why shoot yourself in the leg if you don't have to? Because he's still going to get his money. He's still going to get a ton of money. And the counter argument is, well, what if he gets hurt? Well, I mean, that is a part of the equation. But if you're the Chiefs and you're trying to win as many Super Bowls and become a mini dynasty of the heartland, then that's, you don't give him the contract right now. You push it back.
Right. And that's the other part of it. I just, I don't get it. Maybe it was the drought in Kansas City what they hadn't won since Moby Dick was a guppy or something, right? Is that how long it's been?
Against Lombardi's Packers.
Right. And so now all of a sudden they're just gaga and they're passing out free ribs down in Kansas City, I guess, because this to me sounds like it could wind up backfiring on them. And every other quarterback in the league, Ben, right? When your year comes up and it's your turn, you become the highest paid guy until the next year, except for Dak Prescott. That's the only guy that they don't want to make higher than the last contract, right? The Cowboys offered him less money, total money,
Not to go down that rabbit hole, I agree with the Cowboys on that, though. I wouldn't give
normally... Well, that's an indictment of him because normally everybody gets paid. When Matthew Stafford's turn came, he got paid. He was the highest paid player in the league despite no playoff wins in a decade. None. No division titles his entire career. So my point is, if you believe in the guy and you want to pay him, you should pay him. Patrick Mahomes should get the highest contract, which I get. But to outdo yourself, why? They've fallen in love with him. I get it. You look at him, you think that the sky's the limit. You know how hard it is to repeat as Super Bowl champ? Everybody thinks that it's automatic that Kansas City's going to win every year. I just can't even get over, like, the whole idea of it is so far-fetched and so outrageous, despite the guy's enormous ability. I see it. I get it. But let's not go crazy. He's like everybody else. He's not from another planet. This is a brutal, brutal game, and you got to be careful that you don't overextend yourself when you don't have to.
Yeah, and again, you have a trump card, the rookie contract, and you're throwing that away prematurely. You're expediting the process, which you don't have to do. And it's not, no one's saying Mahomes should be like Tom Brady, your guy, and take a little less money.
Well, I've always been down. I think that was the dumbest thing ever, is to take less money, especially when Tom Brady, and then people would say, well, they don't have any talent. Well, if I'm saving you money, aren't you supposed to use that money to go get me players? So what sense did that make?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
But let's talk right now about Baker Mayfield and some comments that he made, because I don't think Ben Maller is buying what Baker Mayfield is trying to sell, which Ben, basically he's saying that all the other stuff is behind him. It's only about football. Do we have sound? Okay, Rob G, we do have sound of this, Ben. Take a listen, and then I want you to respond.
I have a different approach to this year. Everybody that has been interviewed in our team has kind of hit the nail on the head over and over about, you know, it's just time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it. This is the first media thing I've done, just because there's no need to be talking about it. It's just time to go do it. And right now it's, you know, kind of moving in silence, which is fine with me. That's how I used to do it before getting on a bigger stage. So I'm happy to get back to those roots. And like I said earlier, get back to the fundamentals to where I can accomplish the goals when the season comes around.
All right, so he's full of crap. I got on my bully pulpit on the overnight. I ranted about this a little bit, but I want to expand on it here, because Baker Mayfield's, all of his persona, the charisma, if you will, of Baker Mayfield is based on the underdog. A lot of athletes, most athletes say, hey, the reason I want to succeed is because the doubters didn't think I could make it. You know, I'm going to prove you wrong. And he is the poster boy for that type of athlete, going back to his days at Oklahoma with Boomer Sooner and all that. And I am of the belief that in this profession, a leopard doesn't change his spots, to use that old, tired analogy. I guess a more updated one was, you can't unpeel an orange. Baker Mayfield is the way he is. I don't buy this at all, Rob. I give him, before week five, and no later than that, he will be back to throwing haymakers at people and challenging coaches. That's in his DNA. That's who Baker Mayfield is. And if he changes and morphs out of that, I think until he does it for 2 years, I believe he's a phony.
Yeah, it's hard for me to also believe, and we're going to agree on this, that all of a sudden, all the commercials and all the other stuff and the hype that everybody had bought into, that's just who he is. And now he's going to fly right and be home at 8 o'clock and drink milk with his dinner and all that. It's just hard for me to buy that that's going to be the new routine. Maybe he was humble. And maybe he looked at last year. You remember, he had more commercials than John Madden on the air. I just couldn't imagine.
You couldn't watch a game, Rob, without seeing Baker Mayfield, any NFL game.
Right. There was nothing but Baker Mayfield commercials everywhere because people had bought in. People were so sold on the whole idea that the Browns had something special. They were gonna do it. Remember, they had won 7 games a year before, despite only one win being against a team Ben over 500. Everybody bought in. Oh my God, OBJ, Baker Mayfield. He's gonna take off. He's going to be the new star in the NFL. Everything's going to go through Cleveland. You remember all that?
Yeah, I do. All the hype. And the other thing, Baker was, to say he was bad last year is an understatement. He was next to last in interceptions, quarterback rating, completion percentage. And as you know, Rob, the only quarterbacks worse than him in those categories have now been relegated to backup duty this year. We're talking about Jameis Winston, who's now the backup with the Saints, and Andy Dalton, who's in Dallas. So the only quarterbacks that were worse in those categories are no longer starting in the NFL. But the other factor here, it's the elephant in the room or the Komodo dragon in the room, is the fact that there's an apocalypse going. No one's been able to get media attention the last couple of months. You know, let's see when things turn back to normal and stuff opens up completely. There were no opportunities for Baker Mayfield to cash in. And whether Madison Avenue no longer likes him or not, you didn't have an option. Nobody had an option. And there's no new commercials that are being made the last couple of months.
You're right. There's nothing out there. What commercials? You can't even get together. 10 people can't be in the same room. And you can't do TV commercials with a mask on, right?
That would be tough. That would be tough to sell.
So I think that you're right. But the biggest thing, even bigger than that, is just how good really is he? Are you really buying in? The numbers he put up 2 years ago, go look, Ben. He had like 500 yards against the horrible Bengals who had given up 500 yards of offense like 4 straight games and cost their defensive coordinator's job during the season. And if you look at some of the other wins, I wasn't impressed. I thought he was able to beat up on some bad defenses, right, and some teams. But the good teams, he didn't play that well. And then last year, this is what's going to happen in Tampa Bay. It's one thing when you go in and nobody expects anything from you and they take you lightly. It's another thing when you become the, right? And now you're the hunted. And people understand, oh, no, what? Tom Brady's coming to town with the Bucs? Oh, this isn't the same as a year ago. We're not playing a team that hadn't made a playoffs in 12 years. Tom Brady's on this team. Well, they'll be ready for you. And they were ready for the Browns and for Baker Mayfield, and he was a flop.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be disingenuous. I don't want to be disingenuous because I was pulling for Baker Mayfield, and I still think it would be better to have him to kind of kick around as a good player because of his relationship. I know he's gone back and forth with Colin and some other people in the media and stuff like that. So I think that would be fun. But he has no excuse. The Browns loaded up. You know, everyone quarterbacks, I got to get receivers. I got to get players that can help me out. Jarvis Landry, very productive player when he came over from the Dolphins. Odell Beckham, I know he was hurt a little bit last year. But then you look at the running back, Nick Chubb's pretty good NFL running back. Yeah, you had him in the mix. Kareem Hunt they brought in. You stacked the deck there. And to piggyback on what you were saying, Rob, by saying that he's no longer going to be the trash-talking quarterback, Baker Mayfield has also opened himself up. Now, if you're an opposing team player on like the Ravens or the Steelers or the Bengals, you now know this, so now you have to try to engage Baker Mayfield to try to get him out of this character that he's now playing. So you've opened up that can of worms in addition to everything else. Just go out and play well. I don't care. If you're going to talk trash and all that.
You can talk. You can be a trash talker and a big talker, but you have to back it up.
Exactly.
And that was it. And I think a lot of people last year just thought, like, hey, I'm not begrudging the guy. If all these sponsors and people are coming with money to do these ads or whatever, but it just appeared like he was focused somewhere else. And I think that is the problem.
Yeah, it was like, the word is cringeworthy when you'd be watching even a Browns game. Like the Browns would be playing the Rams or something. They fall behind. You know, Baker's playing terribly. And then they go to a commercial and Baker's selling you this, that, and the other thing. It's like, oh, it's awkward.
What do you think people are on Baker Mayfield? I mean, you said you were pulling for him. Is there a lot of people who are still in the Baker Mayfield camp? I'm just curious. So
No, because people are fickle. I would take a man of pulse of the people, Rob, as I like to do on the overnight.
Yes.
But the pulse of the people, I would say people have turned on him because the Browns are not a popular team. The Browns have been terrible for the last 20 years or whatever it's been. They've been miserable since they came back, this version of the Browns. And plus, you know how this works. We love to knock down people that think they're full of themselves, like Baker Mayfield, and just tear him down. That is a cottage industry. So it's like, yeah, people are Schadenfreude is the word. Schadenfreude. They're celebrating they're taking joy out of the misery of Baker Mayfield.
But Baker Mayfield, and then the other part is, Ben, when you have to come out and say it, like, I'm going to be different this time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut and all that.
Exactly.
I think that's the other part. You don't have to do that.
That's
just
right.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it. What are you making an announcement for?
It's like the people, you know, one of my pet peeves here is like, you know, I've lost a lot of weight and I gained some back and I've lost it again. But I always bother me. People will send me messages. Hey, Ben, you know, I want to lose weight. I think I'm going to start on like this date, like January 1st. I'm going to lose weight.
Right.
No, if you want to lose weight, just start today. Just, you know, go on a diet. You don't have some arbitrary number you have to start on. Just do it today. You don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to announce it.
Right.
You know, a lot of people like to announce these things.
I'll give you another one. And this is what I've always said. These are the real guys and the fake guys, fake tough guys. Ben, I don't have to tell you that if you say it again, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. You know what I do? I walk up to you and I punch you in the mouth. I don't have to tell you that. That
exactly.
Means that I really don't want to do it, right? Or I'm not man enough, so I'm trying to scare you into it. I would just walk up to you if you said something and punch you in the mouth. If you say that again, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.